The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported one death and zero new hospitalizations related to COVID in the latest update published March 9. The death reported today was a man between 45 and 64 from Simcoe County who died on February 20. There are at least 22 people from the region hospitalized because of COVID-19, including 7 patients in intensive care units, ICUs. Testing has captured 79 new COVID cases in the region since the last update. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 36,260 cases of COVID-19 with 35,093 of those cases recovered and 421 cases ending in death. Since July 18, 2021, hospitalizations of Simcoe Muskoka residents over 11 years old have included 241 fully vaccinated people, 24 partially vaccinated, and 216 unvaccinated people. Of those, 60 unvaccinated, fewer than 5 partially vaccinated, and 35 fully vaccinated people have been admitted to intensive care units. In the last 6 months, 98 fully vaccinated people, at least 2 doses, and fewer than 5 partially vaccinated have died after contracting COVID. Over the same time period, 62 unvaccinated people have died after contracting COVID-19. According to Health Unit Monitoring, about 67% of the region's ICU beds are full, and about 23% of ventilator beds are currently occupied. Occupancy rates are highest for the region's acute care beds, with 89% of them currently full. Hospital occupancy rates include all patients, not just those sick with COVID. About 81% of the over 5-year-old population has been fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 15% of the same population group is unvaccinated. There are 19 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, up from 13 outbreaks on March 2. The current active outbreaks include 7 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 4 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 8 at child care centers. The health unit is no longer reporting case counts associated with individual outbreaks. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. There is an active outbreak at Collingwood General and Marine Hospital declared last week in the surgical unit after 3 patients and 1 employee tested positive. According to hospital reporting as of March 9, there are 6 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID, in addition to anyone receiving care at the hospital who contracted COVID through the outbreak. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for March 9. Grey Bruce. On March 8, the Grey Bruce Health Unit reported 15 new COVID cases confirmed through limited testing. 6 people from the region are currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. On average, over the last 7 days, there have been 24 new cases per day. Since the start of the pandemic, 39 Grey Bruce residents have died in the region and another 13 residents have died while receiving treatment outside the Grey Bruce region. In Grey and Bruce counties, about 79% of the eligible population, 5 and older, has 2 or more doses of a vaccine. About 17% of those eligible for a vaccine remain unvaccinated.